systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, September 7th, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 242, the Monday night Labor Day special episode. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You enjoy your day off?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Were you productive today?
Get a lot of
good stuff done?
Dishes.
That's good stuff.
I did dishes.
We did some laundry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did a little cooking.
Yeah.
Learned how to massage the cat.
Did that. Check.
Was that sent to us in the stumble?
Yeah.
By Burger?
I don't know.
That's awesome. It's like this website. I don't know if it's a spoof thing or like making fun of something, but the lady looks super serious. And she's like, you know, you can pet your cat. But what your cat really wants is a cat massage.
Yeah. Cat massage.
Like, petting the cat just takes a moment, but a cat massage, that lasts a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for being with us on this.
I tried it on Kitty a little bit, and she wasn't having it.
Not into it?
Not into it at all.
Isn't that what she said in the video, too? She's like, you know, it goes 50% either way. Either your cat's going to love it, or your cat's
going
to bite your fucking hand off.
Kitty's not one of the kitties that wants
No, and it. Honestly, if you watched the video, did you post that on the jamhole.com/forums?
No.
Okay. Well, we posted a couple videos there that were in the stumble that were pretty fun, but she's like, her cat looks either totally sedated or it's just
dead.
Super old, because she starts petting it, or excuse me, massaging it, and the cat
just
like
lays there.
The cat, well, it looks at her like, man, if I was like 10 years younger, your hand would be gone.
Right.
But, and then like it looks up and then it goes back down and is like, whatever.
I don't even care right now.
I'm so old. I can't even do anything about it. But yeah, thanks for being with us Monday. Good little holiday to get your fucking time caught up and whatnot. I always liked this holiday when I was in school because it was always the first one. You'd start school and you'd have school for like...
You got a day off.
Yeah, you'd go to school for like 5 days and then you'd get like your first 3-day weekend and shit. And you're like, yeah. But then when, you know, you start working and stuff, it's nice if you get paid for it. If you don't, you might not even be able to afford to take the day off, even though you have to, depending on where you work at.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, lucky for me, I got paid for today, I'd hope.
I did not.
But so if you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter over the weekend, we did a little bowling. And so I hope you guys all placed your bets, everyone in the chat and everyone on the forums and everything. You were talking some shit, like,
I was
hey,
just fucking with you, dude.
Bullshit! Now you say that because you see the skills, huh?
Whatever,
you're like, so do you bowl? And I'm like, well, I wee bowl. I've wee bowled a perfect game. But that's after, like, you know, you bowl and you're getting strikes, and as soon as you fuck up, you hit the reset button, because you're like,
oh my
well,
God.
I can't fucking do a 300 now, so... You hit reset and then start over, and you'd go with your strikes until, you know, you fuck up, and you hit reset again. And then you're like, well, do you really bowl? And I'm like, well, if we go bowling, I'm going to have to find my bowling ball. And you looked at me like, no way. Do you seriously have your own bowling ball?
I know. I was like, what?
I used to when I was younger. And if you guys remember a long time ago, my mom had that nickname for me. I'm not even going to say what it was, but that was on my bowling ball.
Are you serious? Mattitude?
What?
Was it that?
No,
what was it?
No.
What was the nickname?
Thank you for that, though.
Please tell me what it was.
I'm not going to say it. Everyone,
just tell me what it was.
I'm sure someone in the chat will be like, oh, it's this.
I thought it was Mattitude or something.
No, that was what my mom called me when I was having a bad attitude. And I fucking hated it. I hated it so bad. Because it was always, fuck you.
Well, what was your mom's nickname for you?
I'm not going to say.
My mom had a nickname for me.
I'm sure she did, Devil's Daughter.
No, so, that's not what she called me.
I have the first, we played three games. MDS says Matabi. No, that's not it.
All right, you need to tell me now then.
No.
Please?
No.
I'll never suck your dick again. You better tell me right now.
You want to start paying rent?
Tell me what it was. I'm just curious. Come on.
Do you want to have your intervention right now?
Just tell me what it was.
Huh?
I'm curious.
If I tell you right now, we're going to have your... No, it wasn't cushion couch fucker either, Snibblers. I know what you're thinking. But no. it was when I was a little kid. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so I got... you were like...
Jerk.
First game's warm-up, then the second game is for reals, right?
Right.
Okay, so first game, first frame, I got a strike, right? What'd you get?
I don't know.
One pin. You want to go ahead and direct your attention to the jamhole.com/live in my main camera. MDS says fatso. No, it was not fatso. Thank you, MDS. I don't know if you can see that. You can see the end score there, 114-91, me. And that's a... That was the warm-up game, right? That one didn't count.
Right.
Okay, well, let's take a look at game two. This is the game that counted. As you'll see here, I started out with a strike again. And you started out with eight and a split. And you picked up one of those with nine. And then I hit a couple more. And then fourth frame, I got a strike. And the fifth frame. And the sixth frame. And the seventh frame. I got a turkey. That's right. I got a motherfucking turkey. No, Snibblers, it wasn't Lumpy Cock. Thank you for that also. Anyways, back to something awesome about me. I won this game too, 176. Woo! Who can beat 176? Anyone? Because it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. Because
you got 123.
That's not bad.
And then game three, I started out with a strike, of course. To your three pins.
Shut up.
And that game ended 167-124, me.
I think there was one of those where I actually got two strikes in a row. I was super proud
of
that.
Yeah, that was the last game. Frames 3 and 4, you got a strike, and 7 and 10. Except that 1 and 10 was my last strike from, but it got all fucked up. But anyway.
I'm not bad at bowling. I just don't do it that
You're just
much.
Not as good as me. And I haven't bowled, honestly, in like probably 2 or 3 years.
It's been and about was, a year and a half for
her
me.
Her pussy
like
got,
that.
Like, wet instantly as soon as she saw me bowl.
Right.
Like, strikes the
it
first
frame. It was super
frame.
Fun, though, dude, because, like, I've never been in that bowling alley.
Oh, yeah,
and it was really
great.
Cool. I think when we do the 250 show, if anybody wants to go, we should all go bowling that weekend.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. We'll have a little bowling tournament or whatnot for everyone that's coming. And speaking of the 250 show, man, time is winding down. MDS was saying... it's like another couple weeks till he'll be here. He's going to spend, you know, the week prior to the show here with us, hanging out, going camping and whatnot.
I think that week, if I don't have Fridays and Saturdays off by then, or regardless or whatever, I'll end up calling out one day and going out there with MDS and showing him a quarter circle bridge.
Oh, excuse my face, yeah?
Yeah, take him fishing out. Yeah, it's a nice bridge. Did you ever see a grizzly out there?
And I'm thinking it's already starting to get kind of chilly now in the evening time, and I was hoping that it would stay warm for this. Usually we don't get our first snow till after Halloween. Like, when I first moved here, you know, 15 years ago, it was snowing a little bit before Halloween, but every year it's been getting, you know,
a little warmer.
Yeah, so I was hoping it would be nice. We may end up having to rent, like, a little RV or something to tow behind the truck so we can keep warm and shit. But
yeah. And
if the weather's totally shitty, like I said, we'll go do bowling. We can go check out the maze. We can just, you know, do all the dumb shit there is to do here. Yeah. You want to go to the maze?
What's the maze?
The Glacier Maze? You never been to the maze?
No.
It's a big fucking maze, dude. And they got bumper boats. They got bank shot basketball. It's just a dumb little...
What the fuck is that?
And we can go check out the Vortex if you want. That
what
place
is
kind of cool. You've never been to the House of Mystery?
No. Here?
Yeah. Well, it's in Hungry Horse, kind of. It's on the way to Hungry Horse. It's called the House of Mystery.
I've never been in there.
You can probably Google it. House of Mystery in Martin City. I believe it's where it's at. But there's a natural vortex there. And it's something weird with the magnetic field, and it, like, attracts all the trees in this one spot, and you can kind of feel it, I think. I don't know. When I was there, I was tripping on shrooms, but you can feel it for sure. So, you know, there's a lot of other stuff to do. Assuming the weather, if the weather's nice, we're definitely going camping.
What's this maze thing, though? That sounds
It's a
cool.
big fucking maze. And yeah. you got to go through it, and you get four stamps on your card, and they're all in different parts of the maze. And then you got to find your way out to the main part, and then they time you.
I don't
it's
know
pretty
if
fun.
I
want to
do that.
No,
I get fucking lost. Cool. I'm like, okay, go get me.
MDS says I got it. Perfect for a bowling ball. Left hook. And actually, I bowl straight, so whatever. And Snibbler says I got a 200 on Wii bowling. If it's worth anything. It would have been, except that you should have hit reset after you missed your next strike and tried again, but whatever. So,
it
we hung
fun,
out
though.
After.
We should do that again.
What?
I said bowling was fun, though. We should do that again.
Oh, yeah. I'll whip your ass any time, any day, dude. Don't matter.
It's fine.
Don't matter. I'll have to get my own ball if this keeps up. I'm going to join a league and shit. With those
what, a jam hole league?
A jam hole bowling league.
Fucking A.
That'd be pretty awesome. So after that, we came and a friend of mine was in town from California. This was the chick a long time ago. We were mentioning how she was in the Navy and stuff and doing like Arabic translating and spy planes and cool shit like that.
In the Navy.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Blah,
but
blah, blah,
she
blah,
was
blah, blah.
She was the chick a long time ago. I told the story about how me and my friend Bob were up in this house and a gun got pulled and we jumped out the window. It was her house that was at. So. We went to the bar and hung out with her, and it ended up being this other kid's birthday, so everyone was buying everyone shots and shit, so I got a little buzz on for free.
Nice.
You did a little gambling there, huh? How'd that pan out?
It was fine. I won $100.
Off of?
Like, 10.
Off
five,
of 10 bucks?
5 or 10 bucks, yeah.
That's not too bad. Not too bad
not
at all.
Not too bad at all.
So then the next day, I was taking some naps. I was kind of tired, right? And,
right.
you know, I spent my weekend pretty much trying to finish that book I was reading, Death from the Skies by Phil Plait, which I finally finished. Thank you very much. Awesome, awesome book.
Yeah.
That book blew my fucking mind. It's crazy about, like, the time scales you're talking about when eventually the sun will burn out in, you know, billions and billions of years and turn into a red giant and all this different shit that could kill us in space, like gamma ray bursts and the sun burning out and galaxies sucking up other galaxies. And it's mind-blowing, dude, when you think about, like, the frames of time that are being considered with it. But I finally got through that. Awesome book, so if you guys want to check it out, it's at thejamhole.com on the book list. And so I started reading this book by Sam Harris called Letter to a Christian Nation, which is...
That sounds cool. I wish I could read it, but I know you're not going to have time to because it's somebody else's book.
Well, and I'll finish it in a few days because it's a really short book. But basically, it's just this guy, and he's written a lot of other stuff before, but the main focus of this book is like he's writing it like... in the Bible, how Peter and Paul would always write letters like to the Corinthians or to the Ephesians and stuff like that. It's mm-hmm. kind of written like that to a Christian person or people about how, you know, just all this stuff is way hypocritical and, you know, you can't have all these different versions of one religion if each one's supposed to be right and each one says that there can be no other proper religions. And it's pretty good so far, so... Snibbler said, no, actually, Danny can't read. Is that why you're not going to read it? Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
gotcha.
The truth, right.
So I'm like dozing off and shit, and I totally forget what were we watching? We were watching...
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember either, but you wake me up, and you're like, hey, I'm going to go to town. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to, you know, snooze and smoke more pot and... try and do the show notes and shit. And
right.
You come back and you're in tears, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
What happened?
Some stuff.
Well, let's talk it out right now.
Why?
Because you need to, this needs to be recorded.
I know what happened.
Okay, well tell everyone else that might not know what happened.
Why do they need to know?
Because we are your support group.
Well, tell me your mom's nickname for you.
I'll tell them what happened. So basically, you
asshole.
Come back and you're like, and I was joking the other night that like every time you go out and gamble, I try and explain to you how bad it is, and then you always end up winning a bunch of money. So then I'm like, well, I'll have to wait till you lose and then tell you how bad it is, and we'll have your intervention then, right?
Right.
So you came back and you're like, I think I'm ready for that intervention. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what happened? You're like, I did something bad. I fucked up. I'm like, what happened? What'd you do? And what'd you tell me?
I lost a bunch of money.
Gambling.
Yeah.
So you did not actually win this time.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Is this the most money you've ever lost gambling in one setting?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And I can kind of relate, not with gambling, but, but like, with an addiction of sorts.
Well,
like Woody Harrelson said, we're all addicted, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought about it like this. I'm like, think about how much money you've ever put into pills or into any kind of drug, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I thought about it like that. I'm like, I wonder how much money I've actually put into this gambling,
excuse
you know?
My face. A bunch,
and
I'm sure.
Like, holy shit, you know? I'm like, this is just as bad as I was with cocaine or just as bad as anyone with heroin or something like that.
Well, and it
is,
except I don't understand the whole physiological aspect of it because you're not putting chemicals into your body that messes with your brain's chemistry that gets you addicted to it.
Because when you're winning, it feels good.
But,
it's like, damn, yeah, I watched, you know, like, I don't know, it's just something I got into and it's bad.
It's like World of Warcraft and it's a reward-based system. Anything that is set up like that, you know, has the capability to be addictive. People are like, okay, I just got to level up one more, and then you unlock things, and like you're always looking for that feeling you get when you accomplish stuff.
Yeah.
And gambling's like that because it's like, you know, you win a little bit, and you're like, oh, what if I won more? And you start to get that feeling, and then, you know, it kind of leads you along like that.
Right.
But you got to know, in the long run, regardless of if you win here and there, you're always, always, always going to have spent more money than what you're getting out of it, you know? Otherwise, how could they function?
Right.
So, well, I'm sorry that that happened.
Me too.
And you were pretty upset.
I'm
you
still
came back,
really upset.
You came back crying. I was like, what the fuck happened, dude? Like, I was really, that was bugging me.
Well, yeah.
You came back honestly looking like you had just gotten raped. Like you were tears all runny, mascara runny.
You didn't have mascara on.
Your pantyhose torn and shit. And I was like, fuck,
crap.
Dude, what happened? Who do we got to kill now?
The fucking machine over at Gold Dust.
So do you, I don't understand. Like,
oh,
I didn't know.
Check this out.
Please.
There was a guy there the night before. And like, yeah, I gamble and I lose and stuff. And I get upset. You know, if I lose a little, you know, lose a decent amount of cash and stuff, and I know it's wrong and stuff, I get upset, whatever. But this dude was in there, he was waiting for one of the machines, and they were hogged up by a couple people or whatever, and
right.
He fucking waited and waited and waited, and finally got on one.
Because that was his machine, right?
Right.
We all have
and
our...
Like, yeah, and like, he fucking finally got on it, and the girl next to him hit the fucking jackpot. Like,
are
as
you
soon
serious?
As he sat down, he's like, motherfuck! I've been fucking waiting on this machine for how fucking long? And then she fucking hits it. He punched the screen on the machine
really?
And broke it.
I was
going
to ask, did he punch her in the
face? No, they said it was someone that they never see in there at all. They haven't seen him in there since. They fucking got his information and stuff. He paid for a new screen on it and shit and just never came back.
Really?
Really? I can't believe, you know, I get mad. But, dude, I've never gotten to the point where I hit the fucking machine because I'm like, dude, that could cost more than what I've already put in. Fuck that, you know?
Even when you've just lost all of your money.
Right.
And that's what you were saying when you came, excuse me, when you came back is you were just so pissed. You were, like, wanting to punch stuff. And
I did. I really wanted to.
I've known people like that. I've never personally been like that because it's always seemed really silly to me that, okay, something kind of out of my control, but, you know, initially you had control over it. But once you put the money in, you have no more control over, you know, how it hits
right.
or anything. It always seems silly to me to injure yourself because of, you know, your temperament or something like that. Like, you're inflicting physical pain on yourself for something that you have no control over at all.
Well, it's like you're mad at yourself. Like,
well, right,
you know,
but I don't understand what hurting yourself is going to...
I don't know. It's just
and I've
it's
known,
a fail safe, so you don't knock someone else out. I guess you know and get charges pressed on
I
you.
I guess I don't know.
You're
I
not
just,
gonna press charges on yourself. I mean,
I've known kids like that in school that like stuff would happen either in sports or just at school, and they'd get pissed and punch lockers, and then have to go to the doctor because they broke their hand, and now it's like okay. You had no control over this initial cause, and now your fucking hand's broken, and now you have to go to the hospital and have to spend even more money, you know?
Right.
I just never understood being like that, and I was never that way. I could always, you know, just deal with it, or not deal with it, but just, you know, whatever. Shit happens. That's how it goes.
I don't know, but I did fuck myself for the next, like, 2 weeks.
So. Right. So, what do we need to do about this? And see, I was cool with you gambling. Like, when we first met, I knew you had a gambling issue. You had, you know, like, 20 of those fucking club card magnet things on your keychain and shit. So, we got rid of those. And lately, when you were gambling, it was always like, okay, I have money accumulated, so I'm not spending any of my money.
Right.
And then you were winning some, so I was fine with it, like, whatever. I just didn't know that you were actually spending your own money on it.
Well, normally I don't too much. I mean, like, I'll have, like, $20 and accumulated at the casino.
Right, and I can understand.
And if I lose that, I might put in, like, 20 of my own, and then that's it. But, and usually I win. Usually I win at least, like, $10 over what I put in.
Right,
you know?
And I can understand $10 here, $20 there, but I can't wrap my mind around putting in, you know, $200 or $300 in one sitting like that. Like, that blows my mind.
Yeah, it
blew mine. I can't
see
it being that great of a thing. Like, I would rather just go to an arcade and play and be entertained at least.
I could have bought so many drugs.
Groceries or drugs, but you can't use gambling as a replacement for wanting to do drugs.
No.
And you can't, you know, go and just get all fucked up when, you know, you can't go gamble and stuff. You gotta just control all of that shit.
Yeah.
So, but now that I know that you can't be trusted with money,
I know better. We'll have to
do something about it.
Yeah.
So what do you think we should do?
Hide my money.
Just take your money from you?
And just buy me a pack of smokes every day. And
every day? That's good.
Well, buy me, like, a carton every 2 weeks.
If you can, could you make a carton last 2 weeks?
Probably not. Probably like 3/4 of the 2 weeks.
If you had to, I think you could.
If I had to, I could.
Okay.
But buy me a carton every 2 weeks, fill up my tank once a week, you know.
And the rest of the money's mine. Sounds
bills.
Good.
Bills.
Sounds good.
Bills.
Well, that sucks. And I'm sorry. I should have been awake and been like, well, where the fuck are you going? But I don't like to do that. I don't like to be
well,
like,
I had no idea
where are you
going?
How long are you going to be gone for? Who are you going with? Like, I'm going. Okay, I'll see you when you
get
home.
Well, I didn't even know what I was going to do, dude. Like, if the weather was nice, I probably would have just went to the bridge.
I thought you were going fishing.
I thought I was too, but then the weather was shitty. And so I was like, oh, let's go in town. I know I got some money over at Gold Dust. Let's go do that. And yeah. The jackpot was really high, and I just kept playing for it.
And that was it?
Yep.
Well, that sucks.
And I hate myself.
So, if you guys want to win an iPod, is this gambling? It kind of is, isn't it?
Kind of.
It's legal gambling, right?
Right.
Right. It's TheJamHole.com/contest. The contest ends on episode 250, like that weekend, and then we will announce the winner on that Monday night show. Episode 251 for the pre-show. We'll put all the names on papers and put them in a hat or something cool like that.
In my super sweet hat.
And you can have a 120 gig iPod loaded with Jamhole stuff. Fucking fantastic. So I've known kids and we've read stories about kids that are like addicted to other things that are not like drugs or sex or alcohol, stuff like that. And lately, because of how these games are all reward based and everything, there's starting to be more and more cases of kids addicted to the internet, and they actually have a thing now. Like, this blows my mind, an actual thing called internet addiction,
like a rehab for the internet,
like podcasts. I cannot stop listening to podcasts. I just, there's so many of them. You should see my iTunes, dude. It's like bam. But yeah, they actually have facilities now, and we heard of this in China, I think was where that last story a while ago came from, but now they're having them in the U.S., which is, I don't know about awesome, but it's different, I guess.
That is weird.
It'd be weird if they were taking these internet addicts and just throwing them in rehabs with, like, drug addicts and shit. I think that would really blow their minds, and,
like,
you know, you'd be like, I'm not shooting up. Wow. Come on. These guys are creepy.
It'd be like Half-Baked, where he's all in rehab for pot.
It'd yeah.
be like a dude being like, hey, what are you in for? I was addicted to the internet. Motherfucker, what?
What? You ever suck dick for some internet?
Right?
Sucking dick for bandwidth and shit, motherfucker. So, Fall City, Washington, Ben Alexander spent nearly every waking minute playing the video game World of Warcraft.
Woot.
Every minute. Is it really that fun? Or is it just the reward-based setup of it that just, it sucks you in?
It's the feeling of reacting with other people across the globe.
I don't know, because you can do that on the internet, generally.
Well,
like,
that's
chat rooms and stuff. This, it's to level up and shit and see what you unlock and see what you get. That's what your brain gets addicted to.
Well, it's the role-playing game with the multi-massive...
As Snibbler says, I don't actually listen to music that much anymore. It's just really podcasts. Yeah, me too. Do you listen to music still?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yes, a lot.
I listen to music when I have no more podcasts to
listen
to.
I listen to a few podcasts here and there. I kind of keep it limited so that way I can still keep my music
but
going.
But see, I have like at least 5 hours a day to kill listening to stuff.
I don't.
And I'm over music.
I have
music.
Like a half an hour.
Until artists shape their shit the fuck up and start making stuff that I can listen to again.
Well, I listen to older stuff, too.
Well, so. I do, too, but you, I don't know. You can only listen to it so much. That's why I like podcasts, because it's, like, new shit all the time. So, anyway, he flunked out of the University of Iowa. He was playing WoW so much. He's 19. Needed help to break... Oh, I know! That's all you can say! Like we've said before, like, whenever someone's like, man, I just leveled up all this fucking shit, and it took me, like, 8 fucking weeks,
dude. Just get some silver or something. Level up.
I haven't seen the sun.
Calm down, dude.
Like,
stop yelling.
A month.
Just get some silver.
I don't eat anymore. It's all nutrient-based shakes.
What was that that they played, I think, on...
And I have a catheter.
No. No, on Distorted View, they played that... role-playing game thing or whatever online, and they're talking to each other, and the guy's just flipping the fuck out. He's like, dude, chill out.
That's
we're all friends here. Level up. Get some silver or something.
That's a dude fucking with shit on Ventrilo servers.
I know. He was like, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. Yeah, it was so great.
That's not even the dude, though. That's a recording from that one guy that has his own show. I forget his name, but he just, like, flips out and goes crazy, so they have these soundboards of it.
Really? That's awesome.
You just go on there and, like, start pressing buttons.
I just like the other dude.
I'll fucking kill you! Shut the fuck up!
I just like the other dude because he was like, dude, chill out. Level up or something. Get some silver.
He has no idea what's going on. I can see, though, like, other than games, having people get addicted to, like, all this Web 2.0 shit. Just, like, looking for new people constantly and... never sleeping and always being online and shit. That would... Duh. I'm all about the internet, but that's, like, kind of ridiculous. The center called Retard... No, it's called Restart. It's somewhat ironically located near Redmond, headquarters of Microsoft. Oh, that's ironic. That's awesome. Hey, we're going to open up this internet rehab right next to Microsoft.
Nice.
Bill Gates.
They're gonna sneak
funded
out
us.
And get
Bill, Bill funds us. He built our gaming room. Fuck.
I lied. It's actually just a junkie warehouse for internet.
It
nerds.
Is. It's just a big fucking LAN party, 24/7, dude. It's cool. It opened in July, and for $14,000, offers a 45-day program intended to help people wean themselves from pathological computer use, which can include obsessive use of video games, texting, Facebook, eBay, Twitter, and any other time killers brought courtesy of technology. Is this for real a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can totally see these gamers just being such fucking geeks that they're like, oh, man, this is an addiction. I'm so addicted to this. Like, no, you're not. You're just a fucking nerd that has nothing better to do at all. And look, you just got kicked out of college. Your parents are going to be pissed.
Right.
My parents paid $14,000 for me to go to a fucking internet rehab.
That's hilarious, dude.
That's so fucking great. Quote, we've been doing this for years on an outpatient basis, said Hillary Cash, a therapist and executive director of the center. Up until now, we've had no place to send them. Send them to their fucking rooms. Beat their fucking ass, right? Spanking? Spank the shit out of them. Send them to their rooms, but not with all their stuff in there, you know?
Do like hackers and just ban them from using a computer for a few years.
But they need help. It's an addiction. You don't understand. This is an addiction. This is in my brain. Are you okay?
My nose was bugging the shit out of me.
Okay. So... Whether such programs work in the long run remains to be seen. For one thing, the internet is so pervasive that it can be nearly impossible to resist, akin to playing an alcoholic in a bar, Cash said. Except for the fucking alcohol is actually doing stuff to your brain to make you addicted to it. I guess, can the game do that? Can shit like this just change your brain just from using it too much, or just... it existing there? I don't get that.
I don't know.
Because I understand, like, you know, the drugs and the chemicals and all that shit, because it changes stuff. But it's the internet. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's like you said before, it's a reward-based thing, so...
Yeah, and you're just fucking hooked on it. You can't handle it. You want to keep seeing what happens, right? Like,
right.
DDR and any...
God,
pretty much
DDR.
Any game that... is out there, really. It's all reward based. You're either leveling up or moving
to
the next
DDR,
level.
Yeah, like DDR, I don't know. Like, I would go out every Wednesday night to go out and play DDR, and sometimes on like Saturdays and shit, just to go out and play in the competitions and stuff. Just because.
Did you win money at it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it gambling?
I won $3,000 playing DDR, dude.
That's pretty good.
In one sitting, yeah. I came in second place. The fucking first place was like $6,000. It was super cool. But, like, I can see how that's addicting, though, because, like, you just want to be the best at it, and you want to win money doing it, and
right.
It's fun, and it's lots of bright lights and colors.
I hate that fucking game. I hate it so bad.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. I think it's because I suck at role-playing games.
So, this place in Fall City, it's about 30 miles east of Seattle, can handle up to 6 patients at a time. Alexander is so far the only patient of the program which uses a cold turkey approach. So it's akin to just locking them in their fucking rooms until they quit crying about it, right?
You're going to get a bunch of nerds together in one room and be like, dude.
Dude.
Talking to you about a bunch of shit.
What kind of technology did we bring? I got a fucking phone. I smuggled in up my fucking nerd ass. I got a couple fucking IDE cables, man. Let's do something. I need to press buttons and shit. I need to level something up.
Right.
Fuck. The effects of addiction are no joke. Are you sure? Hey. This is no joke.
No joke?
This is no joke.
Are you
right
sure?
Here. Absolutely. They range from loss of a job or marriage to car accidents for those who can't stop texting while driving. People are texting while driving and just wrecking the fuck, just crashing, wrecking into shit all day long. It's dangerous out there.
Well, we watched some videos about that earlier.
Yeah, that was some
guy texting while driving and just fucking slammed into the back of some other car. And this was a public transportation bus.
Yeah, some dude was driving the bus and, like, all of a sudden you see on the camera, he, like, pulls his phone out. And he's just, like, looking down at it, texting, and all the cars are stopped at a red light. And he just keeps going, dude. It's so funny, because, like, right when the bus hits the car, or he looks up right before that happens, and just the look in his face is so fucking priceless, dude. He's just like, oh, fuck. But, yeah, people are fucking destroying some shit, man. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But... these, like, the only reason you're losing your job is because you're at home playing fucking video games. Unless you know, you're lucky enough to have a job that your dad owns, maybe, and, you know.
I wish.
You can play video games while you're at work
I
in your truck
wish.
While everyone else is, you know, doing actual work and stuff. But other than that, yeah, I could see you getting fired. But it doesn't seem like it's because of an addiction. It's just you don't
or
know
you could,
when
like do like grandma's boy and just be a video game tester for your job. Done and done.
That's a good point.
Like, I'm addicted to this. Okay, will you employ me so I can do
fucking,
this
I can't help
now?
Myself. Psychotherapist Cosette Donna Ray has owned the Bucolic Retreat Center since 1994 and was searching for a new use for it when she hooked up with Cash. Ha ha ha. They decided to avoid treating people addicted to internet sex because, I mean, let's be honest, we can only fit, you know, 6 people. It sounds like they're doing this out of their house. Like, we
That's
only have
ridiculous.
Room. We have 2 extra rooms. It can sleep 3 apiece. I'm sorry. According to Dr. Kimberly Young of the Center for Internet Addiction Recovery, addiction warning signs are being preoccupied with thoughts of the internet, Check.
Check.
Right? I just thought of the internet just now.
Oh, God.
What if you do a show like 3 days a week and you have to use the internet and you're always kind of thinking about, are we addicted?
No.
To something else?
I could totally drop the internet.
Could you?
I don't know.
You could, but I think I could, but I wouldn't want to. Because, like, it's the internet, you know?
You could drop it and everything, and it's fine to live without it, but it's not like we're giving every waking moment to the internet. You know what I mean? We still go out and we go bowling, you know? I go fishing, all sorts of crap.
That makes sense. The effects of addiction are no joke, right?
Right.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
They range from loss of job or marriage to car accidents for those who are texting, right? Okay. Some people have died after playing video games for days without a break. We talked about that, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Generally stemming from a blood clot associated with being sedentary. Sedentary.
Like you got just sitting?
You got a blood clot because you sat too much.
That sucks.
That's amazing. I couldn't sit in one place, like, long enough for that to happen.
Well, you're like a little crackhead anyway, minus the crack, so.
I can't help it. I'm autistic.
I guess.
It was from all those damn vaccines when I was younger. So, yeah, there's a bunch more here. I'm really just blown away that there's a thing called internet addiction that blows my mind.
It's pretty cool.
They're saying it can be a symptom of other mental illness, such as depression or conditions like autism. If you're on the internet too much, you may be autistic. That's weird.
That is weird.
That is very weird. So,
that dude in that movie?
What?
All fucking... You want to talk about the movie we just saw?
Oh, yeah, sure, we could do that. We went and saw Gamer.
Oh, super sweet.
Did you like it?
Fucking A.
I think
loved
it was awful.
No,
worst
I thought
movie
it was
ever.
So... Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah,
no,
it was
like
you
saying something about being depressed and people on the internet and how they get addicted to it. That just reminds me of that big fat dude who was controlling the chick.
Right.
In that
sandwich.
That was
game so thing. Disgusting. Oh, that was right.
I don't even know
there.
What he dipped his sandwich in. It's so gross.
It was syrup, dude. He was dipping pancakes in a thing of syrup.
Oh, God. It was so fucking
but
gross.
That right there. And, like, I'm not ruining anything in the movie. There's this thing called. What was it called? Society?
Yeah.
So it's basically like Second Life or The Sims, but you're a real person controlling another real person. And it's not like killing and shit, but it's like what The Sims was or
right.
Second Life. You're just hanging out, making them do stuff, and you're doing stuff. And
yeah.
It was the typical, like, hot blonde chick, and then what it really was just this big, obese, disgusting pile of a man.
He's like,
eating, like, pancakes just rolled up and, like, dipped in this big bucket of fucking maple syrup.
It's
and
so
just,
gross!
All over the place.
He's all touching his gut and stuff and getting ready to fuck dudes in the game and
shit. It was so gross, dude. It was so gross. But I can really see that is where technology will end up going. Like,
it's super cool though.
If you give people that option to just, you can do whatever you want with no real blowback to your own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it'll end up going. If you give them a free society to run around in, it will end up in a big freaky rape orgy.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It was
that
game looks so super cool though. That and like the what they call the other game,
Slayers.
Yeah, Slayers, man. That dude, I would play the fuck out of that, man.
As the con or as the
controller? As the controller,
right?
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Call of Duty 4, and like each game that gets developed with better computer technology is that much more realistic.
But you get a convict and you get to buy them new equipment and send it to them and be like, "Here, dude, wear this."
That's pretty sexy.
Oh God, it was so super cool, especially when you're controlled by a rich nerd.
He was like the kid out of that Mr. Macintosh movie, The Blank Check or whatever. I forget what it was called.
I have
but
no idea what you're talking
he
about.
He just has all this cash and just does like whatever the fuck he wants pretty much.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's like what that internet addicted dude would be doing if he could right now.
That was the like ideal symbol of what that would be. Like, oh no, I'm a hot 18, 17, where are you from? Arkansas. 16-year-old hot fucking slut. It's like just, I'm a hot 16-year-old slut. Yeah. Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, God, it's so good. Oh. Like, that's what it was. And that's awful.
But there was some sweet, cool stuff in that
movie.
Yeah,
no, it was a very entertaining movie. It was very, quick
awesome.
And just, psh, 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 just in your face and shit. And I think I kind of had a seizure while I was watching it. It was fun.
It was awesome. I loved it, dude. It was so cool. The whole alcohol thing was brilliant.
Yeah.
Very brilliant.
You totally just ruined the whole movie.
I did not. I didn't even say what about the alcohol or anything. It's just a good alcohol move. Right. It was really good.
Speaking of, you know, addiction and porn and stuff, was I talking about porn?
Not yet.
Oh. I watched some good porn this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
While you were out losing your fortune. Sorry. That's not funny.
No.
But there's this guy that was in his house jerking off to porn.
All right.
And his house caught on fire. And he didn't do anything. He continued to sit on his chair and jerk it to porn. And the neighbors, came out, pulled the fucking fire alarm. And
I wonder if he got his nut, though. I wonder if
I don't know. I don't think I could do that. If,
me either, dude. My house is on fire. I'm going to get up and go put it out, man.
I can
You're not going to have anywhere to jerk off after that.
I'll jerk it later. not right now. That's dedication, though, I'd say. On his part.
A little bit.
That's follow through.
He's like, I can't leave now. It's just getting
started. Right, so, yeah, now he's being arrested or was arrested for just, not doing anything.
Being negligent or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much. He was drunk also, if that.
Oh, well.
Does that matter?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because I could be
I'd be wasted and still put the fucking fire out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I could be so fucking wasted.
I'd be like, ugh, it's been bad.
It might take me a minute to put the fire out, but, I would get it.
Someone
I would get it done.
Here and I got
a
pee legged motherfucker. I'm gonna
just
pee on
that. Hey, is it warm in here? Oh,
I'm a sweetie.
I gotta jerk it again. Hold on. Do you think you could just put out the fire with your jizz?
No.
Just like...
Depends on how big the fire is.
a little fire extinguisher? That'd be awesome. So...
Berger just said everything is normal on meth. I don't even know where that came from.
He was drunk, dude. Berger says he was high on meth. So you're sitting there trying to jerk it and then your shit lights on fire from possibly even a meth lab. You don't know.
Maybe
his meth lab caught on fire. He's like jerking it, fucking jerking it.
Yeah, rip his dick skin off before busting nut.
I'd be worried about my stuff though. I can jerk it whenever. Doesn't matter. But
maybe
that stuff
just moved in and it was trailer trash dude and
still in boxes.
He didn't give a fuck.
I could see that. So you know what they found in Detroit?
What?
Besides, awful white rappers and gang violence.
Right.
A dismembered body.
Sweet.
You know where it was found?
In a dumpster.
In a freezer.
Damn.
You gotta keep it cold, otherwise it'll decompose, and you know what?
If you just want to dump it and get rid of it, dumpster.
That shit stinks, though.
Then it gets to those retards that separate glass and stuff.
I sort glass. That's
all
my
day
job.
Long. That's my job.
I hate that.
It's so great.
I hear that once and I get stuck in my head and I'm just like, fuck. I sort glass. That's my job. And now I know my heart.
Really? No shit.
God,
clear glass, green glass. Clear glass, green glass. Fuck, how hard is it?
If you want to see retards in action, that movie is called Hanger.
Ask me, that movie's amazing.
Ask me why it's called Hanger.
I don't know.
Because the kid was tried to be aborted with a hanger, but he
survived.
Right,
his face was all fucked up and he got
all
retarded.
I know it by heart.
I know, it's so great. That commercial should be the trailer for that movie, Hanger.
It should be. I heard that they couldn't make a real good trailer because it was just nasty.
Well, it was. It was all about rape and murder.
And retards.
Sorting
glass. I snort glass.
All day long. That's
so,
my job.
Police found the body of a man in his 50s Friday inside a freezer in the basement of a two-family flat. Police said the son of the woman who lives in the upper flat admitted to chopping up the body and placing it in a freezer. why would you do that?
Who was the killer?
The son of the woman who lives upstairs. So her son.
He's like, dude, he plays his fucking music too loud all goddamn night long. I go to college, okay? You're gonna make me fucking flunk out of college. I don't know.
I'm getting kicked out of school for my World of Warcraft addiction. This is the last straw. The man told the police the victim was a homeless man who was already either dead or, whoa, he was already dead, either of natural causes or a drug overdose.
All right.
Really?
So he didn't even kill him. He just cut him up.
Well, right, because they take up less space that way.
I would have put him in those. You're cluttering my streets. let me get a bag and a hatchet. I'll be
right
back. You
can get those cheap like vacuum seal bags off the scene on TV thing. It's like, look how much space I saved.
Weird. The whole body in there. It only takes up part of the shelf.
He said when he does. I like though how he died either of natural causes or a drug overdose. Like those are the only possible two ways this guy died. How do you know that?
Not a clue.
The needle in his arm, and he was 98. So I'm going either way with this. He said when he discovered the body, he did not know what to do with it. So what do you do with a body? You just don't know what to do
with. You just call someone and be like, hey, come get this body.
You be wary of the man with the pig farm.
Right.
That. So he didn't know what to do with it, so why the fuck not? He dismembered it and placed it in Ziploc bags and put inside the freezer.
Maybe you want to see what it's like.
Hey, so. I'm not waste not want not. Something I was always taught.
Right.
I'm not going to waste
not gonna
it.
Eat it. It's a homeless dude. Why would you eat the homeless dude?
Do you think they're all they're gamey and stuff?
No, I think they're AIDS-y and stuff.
AIDS-y? I could see that. He's all like herpes-y and stuff.
Gonorrhea-ish even.
Is that what I taste? I think I just bit
it's
into
a
genital wart. That was for you.
That was disgusting.
Arson investigators were placed on the case because the body had also been burned before it was dismembered. The woman's son and another person remain in police custody as they continue to investigate. Police said they learned of the body earlier in the day when the man's girlfriend came to the police station with the victim's ID and said he was slain and placed in the freezer. We got a snitch.
How old is the guy that did it?
50, maybe?
I thought you said it was a 50-year-old man that was found in
the
freezer.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it doesn't say how old the dude was that did it.
That's crazy.
It was the upstairs
chicks. What makes you just want to cut somebody up?
Well, you just found a body. Like, what do?
You call...
Call the
cops?
You're
police.
But if you're the dude that made the body there in the first place, then you don't. He might have.
Probably.
Is that natural causes? When
yes.
you piss me off and I kill you because you're a bum? He could have played gamer.
Could have.
He could have. Do they use bums also?
Dude, that'd be so cool.
I think they do just for filler, like when you're playing on a server
by
yourself.
Well, that's what they did with the other people that didn't have...
suck.
Nobody wanted to play them. Remember his, like, friend? Yeah, like, they didn't want to play him or anything, so they just put him out there with nobody controlling
like
him, just doing one job.
Sweeping up the dead bodies.
Yep. Yeah, and then he gets shot.
John Leguizamo is awesome. Like, he can play any role. Doesn't
He's
matter.
He's always an
My favorite, The Pest.
Yes! Oh my god. You know, I haven't seen that movie in so fucking long. I love it when he's singing in the shower.
My
That's my
snake
favorite.
Cock-to, named after my two favorite body parts.
Cock-to
and toe.
What
the dude's gay son with the snake and shit.
Dude,
like,
it's been so long since I've seen
whatever.
That. Can we download that? Because I would love to watch it again.
We can purchase that legally in our Netflix queue.
Well, dude, every time I go looking for it, all I can find is...
You know
is...
what our show needs?
What?
More Netflix ads.
Right.
Right.
Every time I go looking for The Pest, I always find The Jerk, and it pisses me off, because I don't like The Jerk.
That's
I want
not
the
at
pest.
All what I'm looking
no,
for.
No, not at all.
So, the woman's son and another person are in custody, right? The victim's identity not released. Neighbor said the family moved into the East Side Detroit home about a year ago. Is that the ghetto? All of Detroit's the ghetto, right?
Right.
Okay. Quote, I am totally speechless. I really don't know. This is crazy, said the neighbor. Crazy neighbor chick. Oh, well. Why? Do you... Is it like when animals get hurt and they go and lay like under a bush or a tree? Like when homeless people are dying, they go and just try and find a house like for their last 5 minutes on this earth? They're like,
I don't know. I think if I were dying, I'd probably do something stupid before I died. I don't know.
You want to hear a sad kitten story?
No. I almost cried. What movie? We were watching a movie and it fucking freaked me out.
Oh, we were watching The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's just...
They kept having shots of random cats limping across the street.
To
like,
show
ah!
that, like, you know, these bombs are blowing up and shit and it takes its toll on stuff.
So show me a dude with a leg ripped off. Don't show me a gimping kitten.
They did that also. Well, but it was so funny. We're sitting there watching this movie, and I'm stoned as fuck. And it's like 3 seconds of this little sad kitten just walking by. And all of a sudden, I hear just like, ah! Oh, my God. It's a sad kitten.
It was limping.
Anyway, in Virginia Beach, a 10-year-old Persian cat got stabbed.
What the fuck?
But it survived.
No, it's
Do
so
you
want to
see the picture
no.
of the x-ray?
No.
The knife, like... Goes
it's just an x-ray?
Well, yeah.
I think I can look at it.
Hey, okay, well,
whoa, is it like
I'll post it in the show notes. But yeah, a burglar came in and like stabbed this cat with a butcher knife. And it's like stuck in all the way, but it survived, which is crazy. Monday afternoon, burglars broke into this family's home and stole money, laptops, video games, and other items before stabbing the cat multiple times and fleeing. Like, why would you do that? I don't understand. Oh, Burger says, what about the arrow through the head, cat pig? That one's pretty F, too.
Wasn't there a duck, and it, like, totally lived, and it's just at some pond and just chilled?
Yeah.
But they couldn't remove it, because if they did,
yeah,
it would
that's die. Not this story, but yeah, that happened also.
But yeah, no, there was a duck with an arrow through the head.
I just don't
cool
understand
shit.
If you're in a house stealing shit. Like, the cat's not going to be like, hey, I know who did it, and
it's
finger
gonna walk
you
walk up to you and be like, purr.
Yeah.
Purr,
and
he
just fucking stabbed it.
Not cool.
That's like, you're not just in there to rob the guy. Like, you have a personal vendetta against this dude.
Right. Like, shoving cats into mailboxes and stuff. That's because you pissed like, at your girlfriend or some shit.
Why would you do that? Joe Sassone said his 21-year-old daughter returned home around 2:30 p.m. and found Hershey, which is the cat's name.
Don't give her the name.
Ryan's name was Hershey. Hershey Kisses. Oh.
Was it brown?
Oh,
or
man.
Black?
It's a Persian. I don't fucking know.
I don't, okay, never mind. I don't really like
so
Persians.
So he was lying in the utility room with an 8-inch butcher knife buried in his body. She took him to the vet where after surgery, a blood transfusion, and other procedures, probably like $100,000 later, the cat survived. And now you have to go into medical bankruptcy because your cat didn't have health insurance, has like 6 kids to support, just lost its job. My cat just lost its job, dude. It's not easy.
I wonder if that cat is, like, all mentally fucked up now and, like, walks funny and looks sticky. And
he can't cook dinner ever again because of the knife.
Like, I wonder if it, like, if it's really fucked up now, you know? I wonder if its quality of life is still just as good, you know?
Well, it's a cat, so
cats
I would imagine.
Wanna live.
It, well, I'm saying, though, if... The reason, you know, it got stabbed was because they broke in, so it must have been a somewhat nice house, so, I don't know, I'm sure. I just think it's funny that they didn't have insurance and the cat put them into bankruptcy from all the medical bills.
Right.
She took him to the vet. It's a miracle. Nobody can believe this cat is surviving. Can you believe it?
That's kind of crazy.
That's kind of crazy. Hershey was already walking Thursday and may be able to return home from the hospital today. But the burglary and attack have devastated the family. Hershey's vet bills alone total roughly...
$6,000.
$3,000.
Oh, okay.
You have more money in hospital bills than this cat that got shanked.
I know, I guess right? That's, yeah. Can I go get shanked? That make me feel better.
Well, no, I don't think that. I was thinking if you were like a cat.
Well,
it'd be a cheaper. Do right. cats get endometriosis?
I don't know.
Maybe. Is that what's wrong with our cat?
That's a Persian, right? Persians are the ones with the squished faces.
Those are Himalayans, I believe. But Persians, I think, also do kind of. Maybe.
I don't like the flat face kitties. They
kind of
look
those.
Like someone kicked them.
I think they're cool looking.
They're cool, but like...
Not in a dog, though. I don't prefer the flat-faced dog.
It seriously looks like somebody kicked them in the face.
So
it makes me think of that movie Over the Hedge where the dude's like, I can't smell anything. This face was bred for beauty. Some shit like that.
Yeah, totally, dude. The guy says he thinks the burglars were already in the family's home when he and his 13-year-old daughter stopped by around 11:30 a.m. to pick up her pom-poms for cheerleading practice. Rich, suburban family.
Assholes.
With a cat. So you're saying they deserve this, but not the cat getting
no,
stabbed?
No, the kid that is in cheerleading deserved to be stabbed. Sorry. That's the way I think about it.
He say he noticed the family's Wii video game system packed in a bag on the kitchen floor, but thought one of his three children had left it there. Now he thinks the burglars packed it. They were trying to jack
and forgot
your Wii.
It because they're like, I'm going to stab the cat.
Let's see. Steal the Wii or stab a cat.
Stab the cat. Yeah,
stab the cat.
Cool.
Yeah, fuck him. The cat will tell on us. Rawr. Neighbor said they saw one of the men and provided a description to police for a sketch composite. It looks like a character from, like, one of those virtual chat rooms. He's just, like, just a normal face. How, I don't know. That's, like, half of America right there.
Right.
That's about it. So, at least the cat survived, though, right?
Yeah, but it's all fucked now.
Okay, well, check this out. Would you rather have that happen or some dudes breaking into your house and then brutally gang raping you? And your son.
Gang rape.
And your son.
And my non-existent son.
Guess where it's from.
Where?
Florida.
All right.
All right. West Palm Beach, son. That's where the party's at, isn't it?
I never went there.
Really? I'm pretty sure that's where the party's at.
See, it's the Key Beach is where the party's at. The drum circle. Mm-hmm.
Her house? Her mouth was probably where the party's at. Come on. Two men were convicted Friday in the brutal gang rape attack of a woman and her son in a South Florida housing project. Ooh. Is that the housing project? That's like, that's the projects, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A housing project is
right.
The project.
Like an unfinished project.
Yeah.
And could be sentenced to life in prison. Tommy Poindexter.
What? Whose last name is Poindexter anymore,
Tommy's.
Dude?
He's 20. And Nathan Walker, who's 18, were tried together but with separate juries. Poindexter's panel found him guilty of rape, kidnapping, assault, and burglary. And Walker's jury returned less than 2 hours later, also convicting him on similar charges. What goes wrong in your life at 20 that you're already, like, gangbanging some shit?
Well, I could see if you were someone who had had a bunch of shit happen to you. Like,
Is that an excuse, though?
Take myself, for example, okay? If I wasn't as calm and laid back as I am, I could have committed suicide by now, dude.
You think?
Or killed somebody, or went nuts and did, you know, went apeshit. I watch people die in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm thousands of dollars in debt.
Well, yeah.
You know, and so
that's the American dream, though, right there.
Right.
You're living it, babe. You're living it.
But the thing is things happen to you and stuff. Some people can't handle that shit, and they
it's
go
called
ape shit
happens.
They go nuts, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But, like, gang rape? That seems a little, I don't know.
Maybe he's pissed off because he can't get laid. Guess
well,
what?
Now he faces 8 life sentences.
Now he'll get laid all the time. Just
yeah,
not the way that, he wants.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, right?
It'll be better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I guess. Walker could be sentenced to 11 life terms. Third defendant, Avion Lawson, 16, pleaded guilty and testified against Poindexter and Walker. And then a fourth defendant, a 17-year-old, is set for trial next month. So a 16, a 17-year-old, 18, and a 20-year-old.
Right.
Like all just old friends from
I doubt it.
Preschool? Like, what?
I think the 20-year-old was recruiting for homies.
Do you think do you think this was a gang thing?
He was trying.
I mean, other than the fact that it was a gang bang. But do you think it was, like, really, like,
Maybe, you know, the 20-year-old, he, like, grew up in the neighborhood. He knew the 18-year-old or whatever. The 18-year-old knew the younger kids that were still in high school and shit. They got together and started doing dumb shit and finally got caught. That's all.
That sucks. But gang raping?
Yeah. Makes for good porns.
Do you think they were filming it? Could we Maybe. Find this on, like, YouPorn or something?
You ever watch, like, an actually played out, like, gang rape?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, like, where they actually make it look like they don't want it and shit?
Right.
Yeah, so they made that illegal to do now.
Right, it's called a snuff film. Or no, that's when they get killed.
No, because now it's like, you see the two chicks, or like a chick, or one. The last one I saw was like two chicks running away from a bunch of dudes, and they're all freaked out and stuff, and then they stop in the middle of like a gymnasium, and they turn to each other, and they're like, you know, we might as well just make the best of it, and just start fucking everybody, dude. And
absolutely.
I'm like, are you serious?
Might
now
as
it's
well.
Consensual? Fuck this shit, and turn it off.
Yeah, this isn't what I signed
I didn't
up
want
for.
Consensual sex, I wanted rape, thanks. That's horrible.
Poindexter was convicted on 8 of the 13 counts. The jury found him not guilty on several counts related to the suspects having forced the mother to perform oral sex on her son. Suck your kid's cock off? Why would you do that? Why would
How
you?
How old was the son?
I'd be like, suck my dick. And then he was like, no, because she'll bite my dick. Suck your son's dick, and I'll just sit here and jerk off to it. Like, gross. That's not gay, right?
It kind of reminds me of
Dick sucking?
Devil's Rejects, dude, where he's got the gun to bitch's head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except, like, that's your son, ma'am.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
That's crazy. Just take stuff and leave us alone. And they're like, no, suck his cock.
Wow. Oh, it's demeaning and stuff. I mean, because
you
even look at your mom the same way after that?
Probably not. I don't know.
I probably wouldn't even be able to talk to my kid after that.
What if you liked it, though, and you're like, you are always looking.
My son's got a big dick. No.
That sucks. She recounted how she prayed for her life and cried in pain as she was repeatedly raped and her son beaten by 10 masked gun-toting teens. Is that a gun in your pocket? Or are you just about to rape me?
Both.
Both. Absolutely.
And I'm going to rape you with my gun.
Then she testified about being forced to perform oral sex on her son, who was 12 at the time.
Oh, shit. That's scarring.
The victims were then doused with chemicals in an attempt to clean the crime scene. Throughout the attack, the suspects demanded money, but she had none. Like, are you serious? Have you noticed where we're at?
Right.
These are the projects.
Yeah.
Do you think we have money? I'm sorry. We don't.
Hit up the fucking white rich neighbors across the street.
Yeah. And stab their fucking cat.
Right.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, they're out picking up their daughter from cheerleading. My
right.
Woman. Go do that.
There's just some bad shit going on lately.
Fucking
bad shit. So, you want to talk about thugs some more? You know Facebook?
Yeah.
Do you know there's a such thing now as Facebook thugs?
Had no idea. Is it kind of like MySpace's mafia thing?
No. Yeah, well, kind of, but like not a game. Like there were kids, I don't know if you guys maybe saw this, but there were kids going around on Facebook posting pictures of themselves with guns and shit.
Woohoo.
That's so fucking ghetto.
I have pictures of me with guns. What the fuck?
Right, but are they like on your Facebook page? Like I'm a fucking gang member.
Some of them are on Twitter. Not, and there's a couple pictures of me on MySpace
well,
with guns.
You may get arrested then.
Not all gang members should shit. I'm just shooting trees and
right.
stuff.
Gang members pose proudly with their weapons, posting the photos on the internet. But the attempt to boost their street image backfired when police used the pictures to send the violent youths to prison.
Nice.
That's
what
you get. You try and thug on the book. You thug on the book, you're going to jail.
What'd they go to jail for?
The members of Sheffield's notorious Parson Cross Crew Gang.
What a faggoty
the
name.
The PCP, or the PCC.
That's so stupid.
You guys are ghetto. Named after a council estate in the city, were convicted of firearms offenses. The prosecution was made possible by a community campaigner who also used the power of the internet to hit back at the gangsters, blamed for ruining the lives of law-abiding residents. Some chicks search social networking websites such as Bebo. That's where that one little slut was at that
right.
threw that party that wrecked her fucking parents' house.
Oh, God.
Fuck yeah. That was
nice.
Early jam hole shit. her findings were published on a Facebook site she called Sheffield Against Violent Crime. The Parson Cross Crew named and shamed, and police were able to use the pictures as evidence. So be careful what you put on the internets, because
mm-hmm.
that might be evidence.
Could be.
Among those locked up as a result were Joe Brent Mitchell, 23, Jamie Howden, 18, who were both jailed for 4.5 years.
Damn.
For possessing a firearm.
You think they fuck each other in the butt now?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do you think that was their ploy from the beginning?
Like, dude, I secretly love you, but we can't tell the gang members to because we'll get shanked. You
we'll have
just...
to do it in jail.
Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll have a relationship for 4 years and we get out and I don't fucking know you.
Other shocking gang photos were found on the web following the murder of 18-year-old Dale Robertson in September last year by the PCC. What do you think their gang sign is? Like one finger and then a hole?
That's a P.
It's this. It's the finger like that. That's P. And then you take the finger and you put it in the hole like that. You're like, PCC, sucka. PCC
right.
for life.
Right.
Is that how they do
well,
it?
Well, like, this is P, you know,
no,
and that's CC.
That's nothing. This is P.
Sign language, baby.
P.
PCC.
That's how you do it.
Oh, God.
One of his killers, Reese Mendez, 18, posed brazenly with a spiked baton, knife, and knuckle duster, but prosecutors decide not to use the images as bad character evidence in the trial. Well, why not? He looks like you should use the evidence for saying he's a douche, because look at that. He's got, like, I fucking hate that when they have the camouflage jacket on and they have the hood all pulled up and then goggles on and gloves and shit, and they're like, bro,
I gotta go see this. Hang on.
It's so retarded, dude. Come here and look at this. I'll have these on the jamhole.com on the show notes. But, like, I hate that shit. Those pictures, it's just as bad as, like that. You doing that to look like a badass is like the fat chick on MySpace taking the picture like this. So all you see are her big boobs, but because they're covering up her big gut and shit. Like, that's the same fucking thing.
Right.
You're not a thug, and you're not skinny and sexy with big boobs, so.
Oh, dude.
Stop lying.
I don't know. I forgot to tell you about this.
Oh, please.
But do you remember how I told you I got kicked out of Flathead High when I first got up here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how I got kicked out?
Wasn't paying attention.
I beat the shit out of some kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Right, his name was Sean.
Okay.
And I was going
to... Do you want to apologize right now?
Fuck no, he pissed me off.
Oh, okay, well, never mind.
But I saw him coming out of Walmart the other day. And it was so great because he still acted exactly the same as he was in high school.
Did you kick his ass? Did you run out like,
He didn't even recognize me, dude. He didn't even recognize me at all.
If you would have just rolled up to him and been like, sup, son.
I wanted to walk up and be like, hey, dude, remember me?
Would he have recognized you then?
I don't know. Maybe. It was just weird because I hadn't seen him since then. I just walked right by him. I looked right at him. I'm like,
did you ice grill him?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, son. That's
how
my bitch rolled.
Cold grilling. It was bad.
My bitch is a dog.
The stank eye and everything. He kind of looked at me like, what the fuck? And just kept walking.
Stank eye?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just really weird. I was like, damn, I haven't seen him in forever.
Well, that's
and last
awesome.
Time I saw him, he was in the ICU.
Because of you?
Yeah, I broke his fucking nose and ripped his lip a half an inch down
Good.
On his face.
That a girl?
Yeah.
Why?
Shattered his fucking cheekbone.
What'd he do to you? Call you a bitch?
No, we were in American History or whatever together.
American History X?
No.
No?
Or like, I guess it was... Yeah, it was American history, and we were doing
was
the Civil
your
War
ex?
Thing. No.
Okay.
We were doing the Civil War thing, and he's from here and, like, raised here and stuff, and
right.
he was all trying to be gangster and all whatever.
Oh, shit.
And he's only half black.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And it really pissed me
from
off.
From the waist
when,
down. Oh!
Right. And he kept, you know, picking on me and shit because he's like, oh, you're from the South and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, if you paid attention in this class whatsoever, you would realize that Florida wasn't even part of the Confederacy, you fucking idiot. And
but
like,
they're South.
I know, right? And so, whatever.
Were they not?
No, they weren't. Oh. You know the 13 stars? That's 13 states, and Florida was not one of them ever.
All right.
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
But,
sounds good, though.
Right. But anyway, the,
Berger
just...
says he tried to touch your butt.
No.
No? Okay.
No. So I ended up just skipping that class a shit ton because I didn't want to go in there because he just pissed me off, and I was like, whatever. So I would skip class and I'd go smoke pot or go smoke cigarettes or whatever.
That sounds good.
You know that smoker's corner thing?
Yep.
Yeah, I was out there smoking a cigarette and it was in the middle of winter. And
okay.
he walks up and he's like, typical fucking redneck smoking a cowboy killer. And I'm like, that's it,
dude.
What? Yeah, because I was smoking
a He called you a typical...
Typical redneck.
Because you were smoking a cigarette?
Yeah, I was smoking a Marlboro, that's why.
Oh,
he's like typical redneck smoking
his,
a cowboy killer.
In his defense, Marlboros are cowboy killers.
Well, either way, I ran up and I fucking threw my arm out and got him in the neck and put him on the ground. And like, you remember the movie we were watching, The Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
You know how that dude had his knees on the dude's fucking arms?
Yeah.
That's how I had him down on the ground. I just beat the fuck out of that kid, dude. It was horrible. Yeah. I got kicked out for that.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I he had 4 stitches on the left side of his mouth. He had 2 on his nose, and I broke his cheekbone.
All right. Yeah. Well, please email that to the Kalispell Police Department.
Oh, no, they know all that at school.
Oh, did you get tried?
No.
He was too scared to press
charges?
Yeah,
nothing ever happened. They just kicked me out of the school, and they were like, I didn't even know what school I was going to be going to, because I was like, fuck it, I don't even care, I don't want to fucking go back to school, it's fine, whatever, I don't give a fuck. And he ended up going to Laser, and then when I went to go back, they looked up and saw where he was, and that's how I went to Bridge.
Huh. Berger says, wow, Matt, I hope you never piss Danny off. I know, right?
Yeah, don't do that.
So anyway, the cops have a message for these kids and any other, you know, internet gangbang badasses. I mean,
I just
not-
don't have a tolerance for people who fucking act thuggish and shit when you're not.
What about Bone? The thruggish, shruggish Bone. Do you have...
It's
no?
It's the thuggish, shruggish Bone. It's the thuggish, shruggish Bone. Whatever.
Do you have tolerance for them?
No.
Me neither. I don't have time
for that.
But,
like, seriously, when you're born and raised in Montana and you're half black and you're like, what's up, dog? Like, he wasn't even saying, like, D-A-W-G. He was being like D-O-G, like dog.
Really?
Like dog. Yeah. Like, he was trying to be ghetto and stuff, and I'm like, dude, have you even walked down a road named after Martin Luther King? I think not, you fucking faggot. Shut up. It was so great. I'm like, I am more black than you right now. For real.
Why? Like, I don't understand what the whole big deal is about being black or being more black than...
It's like a popular fucking trend thing or something.
Just be whatever the fuck you are.
Right, I know.
Who cares?
I don't know. This kid was just stupid. I don't know.
That's silly.
He just thought he was cool because he's in a school with a bunch of white kids and he's half black and he's trying to show off his thuggish side and shit, trying to show that he is hard.
I knew people like that.
And then he got his ass kicked by a fucking girl.
That's sad.
Boom.
That's really
sad. You're
hard. But I knew people like that when I lived in Vegas. They were like half and half, and on their cars they always had like brown pride and shit like that, I guess. Like the black people aren't cool with them and the white people kind of are, but still not really. It's weird. It's like, it's not your fault what your parents are when they fuck and have you. Like, you have no control over that at all.
I had a friend in high school. She was really cool. She was half and half, you know. And I knew her in art class and stuff. She did amazing portraits, like, just black and white with pencil and stuff. Amazing shit. But,
DJ Double Tap says, I'm black. This is borderline. Highly offensive. Seriously, or, like, kidding?
No, he's totally white. Josh, shut up. Anyway, but I had this friend in high school, and she was half and half, and
my
she had Oreo tattooed down the back of her calf.
Really?
Yeah, it was super cool. She's like, I'm proud of that shit. Yeah, well, I'm an Oreo.
I wish I had control. Like, if you could do it, like, in The Sims and, like, put together your character, like, okay,
fucking
this is my mom, and then this is my dad. Like, I'd probably be a little taller than I am now, but I think...
Yeah. I wish I was a little bit taller.
Well, not that bad, but...
Well, like a couple inches wouldn't hurt.
Right. So, with the technology, we are increasing our entertainment. We're controlling people and blowing up shit. Like, you know what that movie reminded me of?
What?
Running Man. But more like...
Yeah.
You're in control. More like a game than just run around and try not to get killed by shit.
That was so super cool, though.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Fucking A, dude. That was... dude. Yeah. Super cool. That movie was so amazing.
This university is burning down. Well, not burning down. I shouldn't say that. That sounds...
Don't burn things down.
That sounds bad. But they're getting rid of all of their books and shit because they're going to like make it all digital, which
I don't believe in that.
I like reading stuff online, but like I...
Not a whole novel, man.
Yeah, not books. I need the actual book and
I
want
to be able to just hold it in my hand and go like chill in bed
and
stuff.
I'm thinking though also like what happens if something wipes all your hard drives. Like, you have to have that shit backed up and backed up and backed up. When, and I guess it's the same if, like, the library burned down, but I think there's more of a chance of data getting corrupt than books burning, you know?
Yeah.
Except in the long run, when books eventually turn to dust and hard drives.
Why don't you just have the books? If you the library burns down,
you can't read.
You go
digital.
Online and get your shit.
You can't read digital when the power goes out.
No. That's why you have both, okay? That's what I'm saying here. Okay, you have the regular fucking books, the hard copies or whatever, and then if that place burns down, then you have all your shit stored
it's
on a
called,
hard drive, and you fucking reprint those books out and put them back in the damn library.
It's called Cushing Academy, and they spent $500,000 creating a learning center that's all just digital stuff. And they got, I like this part, they got a coffee maker area, you know, like... I want to say a Starbucks, but it's not Starbucks. You know, it's just this elaborate coffee thing.
Okay.
$50,000. That blows my mind.
Whoa.
That we're spending that
like
much
City
money
Brew?
On coffee. Like, I don't even like coffee.
I don't
that's
either.
Silly.
I like at Starbucks, I like the stuff that's not coffee. It's like a Frappuccino with, like, no coffee in it. I don't
right.
know. They're really good. They have a... With vanilla bean frappes, those are good.
And Amy's bee says staring at a screen all the time will fuck your eyes up.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, too. After, like, being in front of a screen for a while, my eyes start to burn
Dude.
When I close them. But,
Every
like, a
day
book,
at work,
you can just read it, I
Every
guess.
Day at work, I have a headache. Every fucking day.
This year, after having amassed a collection of more than 20,000 books, officials at the Pristine campus, about 90 minutes west of Boston, have decided the 144-year-old school no longer needs a traditional library. The academy's administrators have decided to discard all their books and have given away half of what stocked their sprawling stacks. The classics, novels, poetry, biographies, tomes on every subject from the humanities to the sciences. Gone.
Gone.
That's I wish sad. That would have been sweet, though, to have been able to, like, get in on that. Like, all the books they're just giving away
yeah.
and shit. I bet they have. I mean, 144 years old, dude. I bet they have some cool fucking books.
Yeah, they have to.
The future, they believe, is digital. When I look at books, I see an outdated technology like scrolls before books, says James Tracy, the headmaster.
But scrolls are now cherished.
Kinda.
Depending on who they came from and who wrote them or whatever, they're fucking cherished.
But you can't just go somewhere and, like, rent a scroll or
no,
take out a scroll.
No, because they became outdated.
I mean, if they scan it, I guess you could, you know, get a digital copy, but...
Yeah.
It's cool that it's all there. And maybe if you put it instead of having screens, if, like, the Kindle book reader things, I don't know if those are any better, but...
What is that?
It's just, like, a little device that reads... electric ebooks, basically. You go to the Kindle store and you can download books.
You just
but
listen
it's a
to
machine.
It?
Like it has a screen, but it's not like LCD. It kind of looks like paper, but it's still like electric. It's digital, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
just it has two paddles and you push the paddle and it turns the page for you. I don't know.
Weird.
It's cool because you can it folds up like a book and you can have a shitload of books on it. Like, I could see something like that. And they say the screen makes it kind of look like paper. It doesn't burn your eyes or anything. But
that's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still, though, like, having the book itself, I really like that.
Yeah.
And instead of... I mean, I have tons of fucking ebooks, but I never read them because it's... I don't know.
You don't
want to
sit there
the
and
computer.
Read a fucking computer.
Yeah. If I'm on the computer, I'll get distracted by other shit on the computer.
Ooh,
like
porn.
The internet or porn.
Right.
Yeah. Or Half-Life 2 that I started
oh
playing.
God. What?
While you were losing money, I was playing Half-Life 2, killing shit with the gravity gun.
Nice.
So awesome. He's saying, like, it's not like Fahrenheit 451. We're not banning books. We're not discouraging students from reading. We see this as a natural way to shape emerging trends and optimize technology. That seems like so much money, though.
That is a lot of fucking money.
They're spending $42,000 on three large flat-screen TVs that will project data from the internet and $20,000 on special laptop-friendly study corrals. Or carols. Corrals?
I don't even
cubicles,
know.
Cubicles. I don't know. Where the reference desk was, they're building a $50,000 coffee shop that will include a $12,000 cappuccino machine. That's important.
Stupid.
I don't ever go near a library that doesn't have at least a $10,000 cappuccino machine. At least.
Burger says, think of all the trees you would save. That is true.
Yeah.
But
a $12,000 cappuccino machine? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I guess if, I don't know, if I like coffee, maybe I'd be like, yeah, that's fucking sick, dude. That thing can make like triple mocha lattes in like a second, son. I don't even know what that is. Is that a real thing?
I don't even know.
Triple mocha lattes?
No.
No? I don't know.
Like a triple shot mocha.
Okay.
I don't even know.
and then they spent $10,000 to buy 18 electronic readers made by Amazon.com and Sony. Is that the Kindle? I don't know. Administrators plan to distribute the readers, which they're stocking with digital material, to students looking to spend more time with the literature. Those who don't have access to the electronic readers will be expected to do their research and peruse many assigned texts on their computers. Everyone's going to have, like, massive eye damage after
yes,
that.
Yes, seriously.
That's awesome. Everyone has, like, glasses on and shit. A campus of blind people. Better invest in some audiobooks.
You're going to get the Braille books.
Instead of a traditional library with 20,000 books, we're building a virtual library where students will have access to millions of books, said Tracy, whose office shelves remain lined with books. We see this as a model for the 21st century school. And that's cool, I guess. If I would much rather carry around, like if they put textbooks and shit on those readers, I would way rather carry around one reader that has all my fucking curriculum on it than a separate fucking book for each one. Plus, I bet this saves a bunch of cash because you're not buying the fucking textbooks, which are expensive as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
Most of the time, they're outdated anyway. So if you can just constantly have on file, like, all the updated versions of shit just digitally, that'd be fucking sweet. That'd be way better than when I was in school. They worry about an environment where students can no longer browse rows of voluptuous books replete with glossy photographs, intricate maps, and pages dog-eared by generations of students. I fucking hate when people do that.
Sneeze? Sorry.
No,
what?
When they fold, when they dog-ear the pages, when they fold pages over.
That
fucking drives me crazy. Whenever I have a book and it's like that, I always unfold them. It's fucking dry. I'm thinking about it now in that book I'm reading.
Are you okay?
I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
He's going to get his book back and not know what the fuck, though.
Like, dude, I had all this shit marked. Why did you do that?
They worry students will less be likely to focus on long works when their devices are constantly interrupting them with email and instant messages. See, I'd have to have a thing that didn't have any of that shit on it. No Facebook, no Twitter, none of that shit. Just fucking books. And that's it. I don't want it to do all that other stuff. Because then I would just do that and be like, I didn't read anything. That sucks. So, you know what else in the future? We have libraries with no books and...
What?
People gang-raping mothers.
That's always going to be around, but
right.
Continue.
Well, we figured out a way, not only, you know, we have vaccines to prevent the swine flu, right? But that's bad because it causes GBS, right?
Right.
That was sarcastic. It doesn't really. Well,
no, it
might,
totally does. I know. I've seen it.
Okay.
Right.
So, the Church of Sweden figured out.
Sweden,
yeah. We have figured out that we have
wearing
to.
Wearing wooden shoes is stupid.
The wooden shoes. We have to just fortify our vine.
Your vine?
Our vine.
Vine is in.
And that
tree
will
vine?
Get rid of the vine flu. I've been to Sweden. It's cool. I know how to speak their language.
That's Swedish?
Right. Because...
Swedish?
It's Swedish. If Swedish. If the body and blood of the freaking Christ...
Oh my God.
If that's not enough to, like, cure your swine flu or your AIDS or anything... Like, if there was one thing a church could do to handle that, it would be the body and blood of Christ, right?
Right.
But it's not good enough.
No.
So they're fortifying it in hopes of reducing the risk of spreading swine flu. Wine. How do you fortify wine?
I don't know.
Which is the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
So,
God
I should be able
soul.
To get drunk as much as I want because it's the blood of Christ,
now,
right?
Now, no, not at all. It has to be the blood of Christ.
But it's wine.
Not just any wine, though.
So can I go get a bottle of wine blessed and be
you,
called the blood
I
of
think,
Christ and
I
then
think,
I can drink the shit out of it?
I think that's the key. You have to have it blessed.
I don't go drive because I am embodied with the blood of Christ, and I was told to go driving for more liquor.
Could you get out of a DUI like that? Like, dude,
I don't know.
We need more blood of Christ. You can't stand in the way of this. This is way higher than anything you could imagine right now.
I am so high on Jesus right
this
now.
This is a mission from God. We need fortified blood of Christ.
Right.
Church authorities hope that fortified wine will provide better protection than light or alcohol-free wine against
Ew.
This. We need more alcohol in
it. Does O'Doul's produce that too, or what?
No, I think you have to have the alcohol. That's what kills the swine flu, because it's a thing that can be killed with alcohol, right? It's like a bad dream. You just need to drink more.
Yeah, DJ Double Tap says the wine Jesus would drink was not fermented, hence it wouldn't get you drunk.
The wine Jesus drank isn't the same as the wine that is
drink.
His blood that oh. we drink, dude. God's not... excuse me. They're different people.
Right.
Jesus... Let me get my deity straight here. Jesus doesn't drink his blood. That would be vampiristic of him.
And cannibalistic.
And cannibalistic. But when he died... we have wine that was his blood, or it turns into his blood at a certain time, right? That's how it works.
Maybe his blood fermented, turned into wine.
Well, right. That's what it is.
It reminds me of a...
But these guys are going one step further and fortifying the wine with more alcohol, I think. That's awesome. And then we'll have this big freaky fuck orgy, and then
probably.
We'll all be cured.
Right.
And then you'll owe us a bunch of money.
Yes.
Absolutely. We will have a vicar's meeting where we
Wait,
will...
DJ Double Tap says, what about his flesh of bread?
Yeah, he didn't eat that either. Not a metaphor? No. This is the blood, dude. We don't fuck around with our Jesus blood.
So wine ran through Jesus' veins.
Right. Well, no, it turns into it.
Yeah,
I'll draw
I'm
you a
with
picture.
DJ Double Tap. He says, I'm lost.
I'll draw you a picture after the show.
Okay. I would like that. Every diagram.
These vicars had a meeting. Everything points to the fact that we will decide to reintroduce fortified wine during communion. Yeehaw.
Woo-hoo!
The question of whether or not to serve fortified wine remains a local one. At that national level, we haven't made any recommendations about fortified wine. You'd be like, hey, Pope, we need the good wine. And he's like, I just pooped my pants. Because he's like, old, right? Okay.
Right.
Some of these comments are awesome. Swine flu isn't spread through pork. You can get it from porking, however. That's
oh
nice
my God.
To know. Since sexually transmitted diseases are far more a threat to Sweden than swine flu, has the coughs taken a forceful stand in favor of abstinence before marriage and then no messing around with anyone but your wife or husband afterwards? That sucks.
Hey.
That's not a world I want to live in. At all. So speaking of God, what are you looking at me for like that? I have to pee, kind of. But speaking of God...
what?
This guy set up a prayer stand. You know what a prayer stand is, right?
Sure, where you go and pray.
Right, like drive-through, like, okay. So this guy's actually charging money to people, and he'll pray for you at this drive-through thing. Is that the greatest idea ever?
Hey, $10, I'll pray to God for you.
Right.
Cool.
And then they pay you money.
You
want
me,
and then,
are you too busy? Or is your day too busy that you can't stop and pray? Give me $10. Let me handle that for you.
You could make a fucking killing, dude. You could get rich from praying for people. Praying for other people.
Yeah.
If you are so busy, I will pray for you, dude. That's amazing. Cordell, who's 38, has recently become a familiar sight to morning commuters. He's there from 6 to 10 a.m. on most Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. When we do the jam hole, he's there praying for people.
Dude.
Him and his 5-year-old chihuahua.
Nice.
People stop by to make prayer requests for him, and he'll pray for things such as the healing of ailments and the safety of children going to college for the first time.
Is he a homeless dude?
I bet, dude. He had a sign that was like, homeless, we'll work for food or some shit, and people were like, fuck you, right?
Dude,
and then
he's
like,
Got a big sign. It just says,
prayer
too busy?
Stand.
Big question mark.
All
can't stop
says,
and pray? I'll
says,
pray for you.
Prayer stand.
Oh, my God.
And that's
God.
It. They pull in, I go up to the window, we can pray, and they pull out, he said, and people know they can have their needs met. It seems to be a real blessing. I can meet your needs.
Do you, like, write down what
you
want to pray for?
Do you need me to pray for you?
Yes, right now.
Because I absolutely will for, like, $20.
I'm sorry.
$10? How much is this guy's price? I'll match his, at least. I wonder... he doesn't look like a minister, nor does he want to, thanks, Ed, be one. He's a former body shop worker who felt God was calling him to missions work.
What?
Is that
that's
for
just
real?
Just saying, I lost my job. I need money.
That's what it is. I started doing drugs and lost my job, or I just straight up got laid off because my town is going to shit.
Right.
I can see that. But when his pastor began preaching a series about leaving one's comfort zone behind, Cordell said it was like a kick in the head. Quote, when it's something God wants you to do, you can't get away from it. You keep running from it, and misery is just going to follow you. Once you accept this is what you're called to do, you're going to realize that the blessings were just waiting for you all along. Maybe that's why shit keeps fucking up for you, dude. You're just not doing what God wants you to do.
Well, that would be falling
into
the
line. You need to change your ways.
No.
God is not happy with you.
God doesn't like me.
For $25, I will make it right with you and the Lord. If you just drive through here, please.
So will I be healed in like the next hour?
Absolutely. For $25.
And if not, can I come kick your ass?
Well, if not, then you're not having faith. You need to have more faith. And then...
How much does faith cost?
$33.99.
Oh, okay. I'll get some of that, too.
Because I like you, $30 even.
Oh,
don't
sweet.
Tell anybody.
Nice deal.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, dude.
Most people drive past the white canopy erected at the entrance of an empty fenced-in parking lot. Christian music pumps from car speakers, its volume competing with the din of passing traffic. She's my savior God. We're been a bone on a man. Do you think, like, he plays Audio Adrenaline and DC Talk, and they just crank it the fuck?
I don't think so.
It's
probably, like, a bunch of weird music, like,
Shiba Shaka.
Yeah, I don't
know. On a recent morning, the first prayer seekers of the day began to show up about 7 a.m. Whoa, dude, I don't actually open till like, 10:30, so if you want to just form a line to the left,
right,
we'll be okay. Sergio Alvarez, 32, pulled up in a black Nissan Sentra, banging some fucking Christian music, just bumping, right? Spinners, spinning. Because he's doing what God wants him to do. He sells crack. His wife had given birth to their first child, a girl they named Brianna Isabella, fewer than 2 hours earlier. Alvarez was still wearing a hospital band on his wrist and asked for a prayer of blessing for my new baby daughter.
Right.
Dear God, what an incredible miracle. The miracle of life, Lord.
Of shitting out a baby.
I want right. to pray a blessing
the
on this
that
child,
we were
God.
To do,
hey, I was
you're
praying.
Blessing me for that. Right.
When the prayer was over, Alvarez thanked Cordell and promised to spot by a week later with his wife and the new baby. He gave him his credit card. When the prayer was over, and then also the sheriff's deputies came by.
Oh, yeah?
After some people called 911. Because the traffic was backed up for miles near the prayer stand. People were like, dude, this guy's selling prayer. We gotta, like, get in on that. That's the most amazing thing in the world. What else could you sell? Prayer.
Yeah.
I'm selling it.
I have bottled air.
Hey, get your
like
stock.
Some of that.
Prayer and holy water. It's not clear whether the prayer stand falls in the category of, you know, fucking up public safety or anything. As a Christian brother, I'm really interested in what he has to say, the cop said. He wouldn't be out there if he wasn't in need in the community for it, right? If people didn't need to be prayed for, I wouldn't be here right now. This is where God told me to be. So you could totally get away with that and make a fucking killing.
Let's do it.
You can make a tax-free killing by the fucking way.
Right.
You don't charge religion taxes. Fuck no, dude. Fuck no. All right, well, before we get out of here, you know what I have to do tomorrow? I'm so not looking forward to this.
Are you ready to actually talk about this?
Talk about what?
Right. Well, because I haven't said anything about it on the show, and I didn't think you were gonna.
About what?
About what you gotta do tomorrow. Right, your doctor's appointment. Why are you going to the doctor, Matt?
Because I have to go get something removed from something.
Why don't you go ahead and explain?
I just did. What else do you need to know?
Why? What happened?
I don't know. Life happened.
It was fine for a while, right? What happened?
Well,
Why did it get all irritated?
I tried to cut it off myself, or open, at least.
What do you have?
It's called... Oh, I did some research and figured out what it's called. On WebMD, it's called Cancer AIDS. And I'm pregnant, I think. No, it's called a sebaceous cyst. Look it up. And I found, it was weird, I found like a couple message boards, and it was just like all these anonymous people that were like, one dude was like, this is what it is, and I cut it off myself, and everything was all good, and then someone else was like, I went to the doctor, and this is what it's called, and this is where it's at, and then a bunch of other people were like, should I cut it off myself, because I don't want to go into the doctor and have him look at my dick. Like a bunch of them, though, dude.
Why does that matter, though? Why is that such a big
deal? Well, because it's your dick.
Well, I mean, going in and showing someone your dick.
Hey, can you cut this thing off of my dick? Like, okay.
AMSB or whatever says, what's with you two and cysts?
I don't know. I think I think you infected me with a cyst,
bullshit. You motherfucker. Because you had that before I had, I don't know.
You've had that since you were born, probably.
You've had that since you were born.
Since you had ovaries, you've had that.
Right. But so you tried to cut it open yourself.
Right.
And then it got super swollen, all effed up. And we couldn't even have sex. You were like, no, dude, it hurts really bad.
It made my dick look huge, though. It was awesome. I know. I had like a great photo shoot. So it healed after that some. And then I was like, I was reading on the internet about it. And they're like, well, the best thing to do is just go get it removed. Like, sometimes it'll just go away, but other times you should just get it removed. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Because I bet you tomorrow all they're going to do is be like, yep, that's what it is.
They're going to be like, so we're going to cut it off. And I'll be like, well, I have insurance, so can you just knock me out and wake me up when everything's all cool? Because I'm really not looking forward to this. I've never had surgery. I've never broken a bone in my life.
Dude, you know what's going to really suck?
I rarely get sick. I'm super not looking forward to
this. You know what's going
to
suck?
It's my penis.
Yes, it is your penis. You're going to have surgery on your dick, and you're not going to be healed.
I don't want to.
You're not going to be healed before the 250 show. You're going to be at the 250 show walking all bow-legged and
shit. It's not that bad.
With a giant diaper thing on.
It's not that bad. I cut
that's
it
a very
up
large side,
myself.
A large piece of your junk, man. Like,
just
it's a good inch and a half on the side of your dick.
Yeah, but the thing isn't that big.
Yeah, but that's going to be a long incision.
It's
going to have quite a few
stitches.
It fucking
better not. This shit better be ortho-fucking-scopic, dude.
They're going to have to take it out and stitch it up. You're going to have stitches on your dick. And you're going to have to worry about popping a boner and popping the stitches.
Thank you for that.
Very welcome.
I'm really not looking forward to this.
Oh, my God. You should probably schedule it after the 250 show, maybe.
They're going to do it tomorrow when I go there, or I'll try and do it myself again.
They're not going to do it tomorrow. They're going to tell you what it is, ask you what you want to do. It's a consultation visit.
Bullshit. I'm going to the doctor. He's going to just fucking deal with
the doctor is not going to remove it at the office. They're
going
to take you to the hospital and fucking do it there.
Bullshit.
They're
going
to have to put you out. The doctor's office does not have that shit to put you
out. Why the fuck not?
Because they don't do it at they don't do it at the doctor's office. They do that shit at the hospital. They do surgery at the hospital.
I really don't want to do that. They better fucking do it tomorrow.
Yeah, Ansby says if you want to be put under, they won't do it tomorrow.
Apparently, well, fuck off.
Well, let's give you a bunch of shots in the dick and fucking make it really numb.
Apparently what I forgot to do was ice it. You're supposed to ice it to make it numb and then just, like, cut it the fuck out. And I didn't ice it. I was just, like...
I don't even think I'd want to ice it. I probably just cut it. I had a wart or whatever on my finger when I was a kid.
Gross. You're flawed. That's disgusting.
You have a lumpy penis. Shut your mouth.
It's not my fault, you cunt.
A wart wasn't my fault either. Some frog or whatever I played with.
Why are you playing with frogs, female?
Because I like frogs.
You should be playing with dolls and learning how to cook and do laundry.
I like frogs and lizards and Rottweilers and pools and stuff. Anyway, but, fucking...
Have you seen these bowling scores? Because I kind of annihilated you at bowling.
Well, MDS says, I got my sebaceous cysts off in the doctor's office.
Did they put you under? Because I'm not being awake.
Did you have it on your penis?
I'm seriously not being... See, every guy in the world gets it. And that's fucked up because there's kids out there that are actually trying to cut it off. And they might cut their penis off. And I'm very sad for those kids. I read their posts. I saw their tears.
But, like, I tried to cut, I was reading MDS's post.
Pardon me?
But I tried to cut that wart off myself. Dude, I did it, like, 6 times, but it kept growing back.
Because you didn't get to the root of the problem.
I pulled out a fucking root.
I have strong root. Seriously.
No, MDS is not on his dick, so.
Of course not.
No. Well, you're the lucky one. So wonderful. Can I be there when they cut it off?
Absolutely not.
Can I videotape it, please?
Absolutely not.
Can we keep it?
Absolutely not.
In a jar.
Okay, that's disgusting.
And name it Matt Jr.
I'm done. Thank you very much.
We'll
Thank
name
you,
it
everyone.
Mattitude.
I hate you so bad.
Maybe that's why you had a bad attitude when you were a kid, because you had a lumpy penis.
Maybe it was just
why.
Preparing me for being with you. So we'll be back Wednesday. Wednesday, right? Hey.
Right.
High five.
High five.
Okay. 120 gig iPod, thejamhole.com/contest, and come party with us September 25th after my penis is better at thejamhole.com/250.
DJ Double Tap says Chuck Norris can cure a cyst by roundhouse kicking your cock. It's not a free ride. Chuck Norris. When he does push-ups, the fucking ground moves down.
I'm not going to clarify that with an answer.
That's not even a question. Can we call Chuck Norris and be like, hey.
Chuck, I need 50 cc's of your fucking awesomeness stat.
Please.
Fucking right now.
Oh my God.
Right now, Chuck.
Oh man, so Wednesday we'll know exactly what happened at the doctor's office.
I'll
know tomorrow.
Unless I die.
You're not going to die.
You don't know, I might die.
I know. You won't die.
How do you know?
Because it's just your dick.
Okay. Well, yeah, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 462-044-6687. Love to hear from you. Tell me if you've ever had a thing on your penis and what it felt like.
Right.
Because I am super nervous. So we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Holla.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamhole.com.